Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio, and this is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have with us in studio today our guest speaker, Brother Al-Musawi. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, Brother Musawi, we have been talking about the signs that parents could look for that indicate them that their child is going through a problem. To give a little summary, you said in the previous episode that some behaviors parents could notice, like biting nails, sucking thumbs, urinating in the bed, checking the anger level of their children, just seeing that if their kids are violent with others, fighting and not reacting, and you said like being obedient all the time is also one of the problems. And you said that family environment also plays a great role. If a child sees parents fighting with each other and does not react, there's a problem. And if he even reacts, he loses respect for either of his parents.
Yeah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we will continue with where we left off last time.
Yeah.
So looking at the signs which are in the environment, which is the house, basically. And sometimes what we do as parents will affect our children directly in terms of their behavior. So sometimes instead of blaming the child themselves for things, sometimes we should blame ourselves. Or instead of trying to fix the child, we should definitely fix our own mistakes. So, for example, sometimes when you have family issues, whether it is, God forbid, a violence towards one of the parents between themselves and the spouses, or there are constant fights and constant arguments, it creates such an environment for the child, it becomes so much pressure and negativity in the child's mind that it makes the child run away. So we have a lot of runaway children, or children who sometimes, in a lot of countries, especially in the West, where they end up calling child services themselves, or sometimes you see them complain to the teachers, and in return, the teachers would call child services, and then they end up losing the child altogether. So sometimes all these kids who leave the house or run away from the house, or at least not permanently, at least for a while, like they just don't want to be in the house, is because there's so much pressure inside that the child doesn't want to face all this drama. Because you got to keep in mind, they're still young. Children, be it males or females. The girls are more sensitive to this issue than the boys. The boys, sometimes they might just overlook it. But with girls, they're very sensitive. And especially if the mother is involved. Like if the violence or arguments or fights are against the mother. Because children are more attached to their mothers than their fathers.
So that causes
them a lot of mental stress.
Yeah.
So sometimes that leads the child to leave the house and leave and stay for long times outside the house. For example, he spends a lot of time with his friends. Or sometimes you have kids just staying outside the door. They just sit outside or play outside. They just don't want to come inside. Or sometimes they express that being away, not physically, but I mean going outside the house, but they lock themselves in their own rooms. They don't want to interact with the parents or with the family. So that indicates there's a problem, at least with the parents themselves, that they need to make sure that they fix and take care of.
All right, so there's a problem with the parents sometimes. If they're fighting, they need to behave themselves first before they start behaving their children. And if we see that the child is not interacting more with the family, he's spending more time outside or locking himself in the room, there is a problem your child is going through. Well, brother, I'll be talking to you, but after a very short break, dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about Islamic upbringing and the signs which could help you that indicate your child is going through some problem. Yes, brother, you said like sometimes children lock up themselves in their room and spend less time with the families.
Yeah. So another sign that we have to look for, or at least to be mindful for, is that, and this is something that a lot of parents complain about, is that their child is too noisy. They're making too much problems in the house. They're fighting too much with their brothers. They're causing a lot of, friction. They're constantly crying, constantly angry.
Mm-hmm.
So all these issues that happens in the house, if it's constant, then we know there's a problem.
Okay.
Because normally, and generally speaking, the child should be at peace with his brothers and sisters. Yes, they do fight from time to time, obviously because there's a conflict,
right,
but it shouldn't be constant. Because
there
sometimes
should not be a constant
yeah,
fight.
Sometimes you have kids constantly fighting with each other. Or for example, if one of the children constantly bullying the other child.
Well, you remind me of one of the questions I myself must have.
Mm.
My brother-in-law has a son, and when he comes home, they start fighting. They definitely do fight, my son and his son. They're like around 7 years old, and whenever they, we cannot leave them anywhere alone. We know that they are going to fight.
Mm.
But when it comes to outside, they're like dumb. They cannot fight with other children, but they make so huge fights among each other. So I think that could also indicate something.
It definitely, see, because we're talking about the family itself, so because they are related in a way.
Yeah.
So the issue is like, it's a very personal issue to one another.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a reason for them to be fighting constantly. So it's no longer, I mean, if he goes out with other children, he's fine. But especially when he's with that particular person, he's fighting. So it's, like I said, you have to diagnose the situation. So you could see either it's a problem initiates from hate. Is it a hate factor that he just hates that child?
Right.
Is it because he thinks he's better than him? Is it because that child, for example, has things that he does not have?
Right.
Is it because he is more valued by his parents and this guy he feels like he's not valued himself?
Right.
So he starts to compare himself to this child, and once he sees that he's not as good as him, naturally it comes out in a form of an argument, in a form of a fight. So it's not natural. In natural cases, in general cases, they should get along very well, especially if they are close in age.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they should be interacting with each other. But if they are not, then there's definitely a cause.
Though they are always, but there's this fight always that takes place. I mean, if for example, if I'm going out and buying something for my kid, there's definitely my kid telling me why you're not buying for my cousin. All right, so I have to always buy two in place of one. I have to buy two. So he's so much caring about him. But at the same time, whenever they come, they meet, hi, hello, they hug each other in a way, like we say, they will never fight. But I don't know, all of a sudden, as fight erupts and parents have to, you know, drag them, please stop it. Yeah.
Yeah, so like I said, it's definitely, there's a trigger point, as we say, that's triggering this fight.
Yes.
Like I said.
So I would want to ask you, what's that triggering point? But after a very short break, dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the signs that parents should look for if their children are fighting or if there's something wrong with the children. So we were talking about fight between kids, and you were saying that there could be some points that could be triggering.
Yeah. So like I said, when you look at a specific case, like I said, you will find the trigger point very easily if you start to compare and look at the environment. So for example, now you just mentioned the fact that your child, for example, you buy something for him, so he has to buy something for his cousin. So he ends up giving a toy to his cousin. That itself, from a child's perspective, obviously, from a child's point of view, he looks at it as him being, I'm not sure if I could use the word degraded, he feels that he's less worthy because, you mean, sometimes I give you a gift when you are very well off is one thing. But sometimes I give you something because I know you're in need of it. All so right. Naturally, you'll feel like, okay, I am at a loss. Let's say I am poor and you're giving me a handout. So as much as from where you're standing, you're actually helping me. But from where I am, I see it as, you know, I'm being, someone else is trying to take care of me. You know what I mean? So that naturally makes me feel low at some stage.
All right.
So maybe like 5 minutes after we're talking with each other, and then it comes out. You know, once this greetings and all this formality goes away, then my true nature comes out, right? So this could be, like I said, it could be a trigger. Sometimes, like I said, if the other child, if he looks at your child and he compares himself with his parents, for example, he sees that you're very nice to your child.
All right.
You're very respecting towards your child, but he sees a difference from his parents as well.
All right.
So all these things, like I said, even mentally and subconsciously, they have accumulated in a child himself. Like I said, so you need to study not only your child's behavior, but you need to study the other child's behavior.
Check your behavior.
So what happens is they accumulate them. And at some point, it just comes out. It just blows up.
Yeah.
And like I said, when a child expresses his emotional state or his mental state, it comes because he's a child, so he's not going to want to sit like me and you and discuss it logically.
Yeah.
It will come in a form of, let's say, like I said, in a form of a fight.
Fight.
In a form of disobedience, in a form of breaking something, in a form of creating, a scene.
Yeah.
That's a child's way of expressing that there's a problem. So like I said, so when we look at this specific case that you're going through, definitely there are, like I said, trigger points. But you, because you know the family very well, you know your child very well, you know the cousin very well.
I need to analyze it myself. Really.
So you have to analyze what might be going wrong. Sometimes it could be even a simple issue. For example, a lot of parents, for example, when they talk to their children, they talk to them always from an authoritative voice.
Yeah.
Like not a respective voice. Like, you know, you say, darling, you know, my this, my that, depending on the language you're using.
Yeah.
So we use beautiful words sometimes. Yeah. Where the other parents, for example, they use nothing.
Yeah.
Right? That's definitely going to cause an issue for a child. Like when he comes with other children.
All right.
Because a child always measuring. The child is always comparing. That's what a child does. So that's why sometimes you see the child coming to you saying, oh, he has this, I don't have this.
Yes.
Why don't you give me the same thing that he has? So he's constantly comparing, and he wants to have the same as others having. If he doesn't, and if he finds out or he knows that he can't, then like I said, this becomes a problem within him that later
and
on
and that comes out in the form of a fight or some other things. So thank you so much, brother. You said that even sometimes parents need to analyze certain things that could, you know, come up as a fight between the children, and that could indicate the behavior of a child is not normal. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by simply searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also go to our website and listen to our program. That's www.parstoday.com. And there will be a tab, COI Radio, Call of Islam Radio. Until another session, fi amanillah and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.